الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Madani Channel presents to you your family program called The Early Echo, and we are going to be speaking about Quranic wonders on this pleasant and beautiful day, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Alhamdulillah, we thank Allah Azza wa Jalla, who is our sustainer, our provider, cherisher and nourisher, the master of the day of judgment, the owner, initiator and creator of everything that exists. We send peace and blessings upon Nabi Pak, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind sallallahu alayhi wa sallama, who is resting beneath the illuminous and beautiful dome in Madinatul Munawwara. We send peace and blessings upon his illustrious family and noble companions alayhi muridwan, inshaAllah azza wa jal. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, let us as per routine listen to the virtues of Durood-e Pak, and we will recite few couplets of Durood inshaAllah. Thereafter listen to some kalams and some Madani pearls as per our segments which are lined up. The Prophet of Rahmah, the peace of our hearts and mind, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has stated and mentioned in a beautiful narration with regards to the virtues and blessings of reciting Durood-e Pak. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has mentioned, the person who recites one Durood upon me, Allah azza wa jalla forgive 10 of his sins. 10 virtues are written in his books of deeds, and his status and his ranks are elevated by 10 times. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. For the blessings of one durood, 10 virtues are written, whereas on the other hand, subhanallah, his 10 sins are forgiven, and his status is increased and elevated by 10 ranks. Allahu Akbar. So why should we not recite Durood-e Pak? Let's get together, dear viewers, and praise our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ask Allah azza wa jalla to shower his rahmah and his blessings continuously upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Salli ala nabiyyina, salli ala muhammadin, salli ala shafi'ina, صل على محمد صل على حبيبنا صل على محمد وہ جو نہ تھے تو کچھ نہ تھا وہ جو نہ ہو تو کچھ نہ ہو جو نہ تھے تو کچھ نہ تھا وہ جو نہ ہو تو کچھ نہ ہو جان ہے وہ جہان کی بولو جان ہے وہ جہان کی جان ہے تو جہان ہے پڑھئے صلی علی نبینا صلی علی محمد صلی علی شفینا صلی علی محمد Shower upon us blessings like rain. We want to die in your domain. Shower upon like them. We want to die in your domain. Ya Mustafa, please call us again. Oh Mustafa, oh Mustafa, please call us again. If not today, then maybe one day. Padhiye salli ala nabiyyina, salli ala Muhammadin. صلی علی شفیعنا صلی علی محمد گلیوں میں گھوم گھوم کے خاک مدینہ چوم کے گلیوں میں لگائیں گے نظروں سے بھی لگائیں گے آج نہیں تو کل سہی پڑھئے صلی علی نبینا صلی علی محمد صلی علی شفینا صلی علی محمد آمد مصطفیٰ ہوئی روشن زمانہ ہو گیا آمد مصطفیٰ روشن زمانہ ہو گیا جن کے حضور ہو گئے ہاں جن کے حضور ہو گئے ان کا زمانہ ہو گیا پڑھئے صلی علی نبینا صلی علی محمد پڑھئے صلی علی شفینا صلی علی محمد
سبحان اللہ Dear viewers of Madani channel, when you wake up in the morning, کوشش کریں کہ آپ اللہ کا ذکر کریں After صلاة الفجر, be on the musalla And for some time, recite the names of Allah Azza wa Jal, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Kareem, Ya Sattar, Ya Razzaq, Ya Alim. And subhanallah, see how these blessed names of Allah Azza wa Jalla shall electrify you and your day. How this will rejuvenate your spirit and enlighten your heart. It is through the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla one attains contentment and tranquility of the heart, peace of the heart. One shall find sukoon and happiness in one's heart. When you start your day by remembering Allah, when you start your day by praising Allah, when you start your day by thanking Allah, when you begin your day by praising Allah Azza wa Jalla, when you commence your day by worshipping Allah Azza wa Jalla, being devotional towards Him, dear viewers of Madani channel, in your worship, in your ibadat, you shall see the difference in your day, in your health, in your life, in your spirituality. So koshish kare inshallah, ab be shumar durud-e pak sarkar pe bhi bheja kare, and you will definitely see the blessings of this in both worlds. Dear viewers of Madani channel, inshallah azza wa jal, hum kalam kuch hi der mein sunte hain inshallah, as per our routine, lekin usse qabl, As we do speak about Quranic wonders, inshallah, azza wa jal, we want to speak about a beautiful parable from the Holy Quran Pak, inshallah, with relation to the people of Hazrat Sayyidina Musa ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. You go through the entire Quran Pak, dear viewers, you will find amazing parables, stories, and lightning stories that will give us so many morals and lessons to learn in life. Look at the examples of the previous nations from the time this world and earth has come into existence. Every detail is in the Quran. Allahu Akbar. Now, the reason to mention this parable is to see and understand the importance of being obedient to our Creator, the importance of engaging ourselves in obedience to Allah Azza wa Jalla and His dhikr. From this parable, we are going to learn that the differences between the previous ummah, the previous nations, and the ummah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would also be disobedient, and this ummah is also very much disobedient. But look at the difference, as this parable has been described at various places in the Holy Quran Pak, in Surah Al-A'raf, or in the tafsir of the surah, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, I narrate to you the reason behind the verses related to the people of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, as it has been mentioned when Tawrah was revealed upon Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and the divine commandments of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Just as in the Holy Quran Pak, or just as the Holy Quran was revealed for our reformation, for our guidance, jiha, hamein seedha raah par lane ke liye, zindagi kis tarah guzarne ke hawale se, Quran Pak mein sari details, everything is in the Holy Quran Pak. Likewise, for the people of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when Tawrah was revealed and the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jalla was then sent to the nation of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and they were commanded to abide by the rules and regulations for them. So when the Bani Israel heard the rulings of Tawrah, they straight away instantly refused to follow and abide by any of the rules mentioned to them by Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, knowing that this is the message of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Zahir se baat hai, wala tattabi'u khutuwat shaytan, is the verses of the Holy Quran Pak that tells us we should not follow the footsteps of the devil and the evil, the shaitan. Wala tattabi'u khutuwat shaytan. Why? Innahu lakum aduwwum mubeen. For he is your open enemy. He is an open enemy. He will always do wrong. He will guide you to do wrong, because in the next verse Allah Azza wa Jalla says, Innama ya'murukum bis-su'i wal-fahsha. Allahu Akbar. He will only incite you. He will only advise you. He will only guide you to do things which are evil and immodest. Allahu Akbar. And this is exactly what the people of Bani Israel were indulged in, for shaitan had ruined them. They refused and said, oh Musa alayhi salam, these rules and regulations are very much difficult for us and we cannot abide by this. Allahu Akbar. They openly refused to accept these commandments. However, as a consequence of their disobedience, Allahu Akbar, the divine torment of Allah Azza wa Jalla struck them in such a way for being disobedient, for refusing to follow the Shari'at of Musa alayhi salam, for refusing to abide by the rules of the Creator. The azab and punishment was such that the mountain Sinai uprooted and flew at an elevated place and was pending between the sky and those people. Allahu Akbar. It has been mentioned that the land that these people had occupied was 3 miles in length and 3 miles in width. Mount Sinai uprooted. Sara pahar upar chala gaya. And this is not impossible, for Allah Azza wa Jalla is Qadir. Inna Allah ala kulli shay'in Qadir. Nothing is impossible for our Creator Allah Azza wa Jalla. This was a divine torment for these people, for these disobedient, unfaithful people who disobeyed Allah Azza wa Jalla openly. When this mountain reached over their heads, in the tafsir of the Holy Quran Pak, it has been mentioned that instantly when they realized ki ye pahar to hamare saron ke upar hi chala gaya, and this mountain will crush us to death at any second and moment, they all went into the prostration, they all went into the state of prostration, into sajda, in such a way that their left cheek and their eyebrow was on the ground, whereas with their right eye they were still peeping to see whether the mountain is still above their heads or is it gone back to its place. Allahu Akbar. They were shocked. They were panicked. Anxiety struck them so hard that when they fell into prostration, and dear viewers of Madinah channel, the author has mentioned that even to date, these Bani Israels perform sajda. They perform, the Jews prostrate in such a way, even to date, that when they perform sajda and prostration, their left cheek and eyebrow shall be on the ground, whereas with their right eye, they will be looking the other way. And it was for this reason, for their forefathers were in search for the mountain which may have fallen upon their heads, or has it reached and returned back to its original place. However, when they repented, when they had remorse and regret for their actions and for their sins that they had committed during their earthly life, and they earnestly repented in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla and accepted Islam by bringing faith upon Allah Azza wa Jalla and accepting Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to be the messenger of Allah Azza wa Jalla, then it has been mentioned, when this happened, then Allah Azza wa Jalla had commanded the mountain to go back to its place, and the mountain had reached its original place from where it came. Now listen to the verses of the Holy Quran Pak and see how Allah Azza wa Jalla has described this in the Holy Quran. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
وَإِذْ نَتَقْنَا الْجَبَلَ فَوْقَهُمْ كَأَنَّهُ ظُلَّةٌ وَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُ وَاقِعٌ بِهِمْ خُذُوا مَا آتَيْنَاكُمْ بِقُوَّةٍ وَاذْكُرُوا مَا فِيهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ.
And when we lifted the mountain, meaning Mount Sinai, above them as if it was a canopy, like a canopy, it covered them. When the mountain was pending between the sky and them like a canopy, and they thought that it would fall upon them, they assumed ki bas ye abhi hamare upar girne wala hai, to sajde mein chale gaye, tawbatillah karne lage. So phir what the Quran says, accept firmly, gee, خُذُوا مَا آتَيْنَاكُمْ بِقُوَّةٍ. Allah Pak is telling us, accept firmly what we have given you and remember what is in it, that you may become pious. So accept what we have given you and remember what is in it, meaning if the Quran is given to you, so remember it, recite it, and even remember what Allah has told you in it, because this will make you pious. It will connect you to Allah Azza wa Jalla. It will make you an obedient servant of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Dear viewers of Madani channel, you know, this is a parable that strikes many, many examples and models for us to learn. The very first lesson that we learn from this amazing parable of the glorious Qur'an Pak is that this event highlights that adopting strict methods and techniques to rectify a person and to bring him to the righteous path, to make him perform virtuous deeds, are proven from this commandment of Allah Azza wa Jalla, from this divine tradition of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. For Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala forcefully made them accept when they had seen the mountain above their heads, and it was rightful for them to accept, for He is the Creator. If a person is disobedient to his boss, to his employer, despite knowing the fact that my employer pays my salary, knowing that mere employer ne mujhe kaam diya, mujhe kaam pe rakha hai, aur bhi jitne bhi facilities aa rahe hain, sometimes if he is in a mood, he will give me a good promotion. If I perform well, he will give me a good promotion. If I don't perform well, I would not get a salary, I will get deductions. This is a common understanding. Dunya ka ek dastoor hai. Chahe badshah ho, wazir-e-azam ho, koi bohat bada koi shakhsiyat ho, koi businessman ho. It's the norm of this world. This is the system of this world. Rishte isi tarah hote hain. Dunya isi tarah chalti hai. You are obedient, you will be fined. You become disobedient, you will be taken to task. Allahu Akbar. So how can this be the case that we live on the earth that belongs to Allah Azza wa Jalla? This earth belongs to Him. Ye dunya, ye kainat Allah ki hai. And only that will happen which Allah wants to happen. Without the will of Allah Azza wa Jalla, is dunya mein kuch nahi ho sakta, na ek patta hil sakta. To jiski kainat hai, agar hum uske mutabik, uske bataye huye raaste pe na chalenge, if we do not follow the sunnahs of His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how can we ever attain success? How do we still expect for our du'as to be answered despite being so disobedient? And in spite of our disobedience, Allah Azza wa Jalla has not taken away the ability of hearing, despite the fact, or in spite of us using this tool to commit so much of gunah and sins. In spite of us using the tool of the tongue to commit so much of gunah and sins, Allah Azza wa Jalla never take away the speaking ability. In spite of our sinning, our gunah, our excessive sinning, the facilities and the blessings of eating, your body limbs and your body parts, the air that we breathe, the facilities and the luxuries that we have in our lives, we don't deserve them. Lekin hamare Rab ne apne Habib ke sadqe mein hame ata farmaya. Because He is Rahman, He is Rahim, He is Kareem, He is Aleem, He is Azeem. Beyond our imagination, our description, Allah Azza wa Jalla is Ghafoor Rahim. He is most merciful, dear viewers of Madini Channel. These people repented even in that moment and state, and Allah pardoned their sins. Zahir se baat hai, during such a moment and time, jab banda marne wala hota, phir tawbatillah karta hai, phir uske fayde kya hote hai? Jab zindagi bhar Islam qubool na kiya ho, misal ke taur pe, all his life he sinned, he disobeyed Allah Azza wa Jalla. But in his last moments when he is counting his last breath, and now suddenly you have this regret. And this is how shaitan keeps you in the dark. Shaitan keeps a person busy in this world in such a way that he is deceived. Bas, the luxuries of this world, the comfort of this world, the temptations of this world, the sweetness of this world, the comfort of this world, the things that you can do in this world, keeps a person so busy chasing behind it. Ki bas dunya, 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 dunya. Isi dunya ko mere khaja gharib nawaz ne taqriban 800 saal pehle tukraya. And the same world is at the feet of Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Aaj unke thokro pe zamana hai. The people are falling at the feet. They are making qadam bosi. Falling at the feet of Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Yuh kyun hua? Because they are obedient to Allah Azza wa Jalla. This is the same commandments which they followed. Aur wo Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz ban gaye. Do we follow it like the awliya and the pious predecessors had followed the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jalla? Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Holy Quran Pak, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu dukhulu fis silmi kaffa. Allahu Akbar. In this verse of the Holy Quran Pak, we are commanded to come into the fold of Islam completely, totally. We need to devote ourselves and involve ourselves and engage ourselves in only the obedience of the Almighty. This is the most difficult part, and this is where one day we become pious and the other day we become immodest. One day we have a lot of modesty, piety, the next day we become very impious. Piety then leaves us. We try, we struggle, we fall, we stand, we make tawbah, we continue, but the fact that we should never give up making tawbah is very important, dear viewers. Don't give up this hope. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who is Sayyidul Ma'asumeen, he is the leader of all those innocent, Allahu Akbar. He is Rahmatul Lil Alameen. But the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla, aap khud irshad farmate ki din mein main 100 martaba istighfar karta hoon. 100 times a day I make istighfar and I repent in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. For the one who never committed sins repents 100 times. And for the banda who commits sins every minute of the day, and we don't have the time to say once, Astaghfirullah, O la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. How would we ever earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How would we protect ourselves from the punishment of the grave? How would we lead and live our lives as real human beings on this earth? Insaniyat and humanity, humanity is learned from the source of humanity, who is Muhammadur Rasulullah. He is our role model. He is our perfect role model. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Look at the Uswa-i Hasana of the Holy Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Look at his character. Look at his akhlaq. Look at his way. Look at his andaz. Look at his mubarak sunnah that are filled with hikmat and wisdom. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. It is filled with virtues and blessings, and you are rewarded for even practicing that sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sahaba Ikram, the blessed and honorable companions who are the shining stars and guiding stars. Allahu Akbar. The Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, أَصْحَابِي كَالنُّجُومِ بِأَيِّهِمْ اِقْتَدَيْتُمْ اِهْتَدَيْتُمْ. He compared his companions to the stars in the sky. Ki asmanon mein jis tarah sitare hote hain, usi tarah mere sahaba hain. My companions are like the stars in the sky. You would see them, millions, hundreds and thousands of stars in the sky. Subhanallah, my companions are like that. And in those days when they used to sail in the ship, when they would use the stars as their guidance, as a navigator to navigate through the ocean. Allahu Akbar. So Huzuri Pak said, my companions are like the stars. If you follow any one of them, you will be on the righteous path. Subhanallah, whether you follow Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu anhu, you should love all the companions. Whether you study the life of any companion and you fall in love with any of the companions of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the loyal companions of our Aqa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you will follow the righteous path. Why? Because all of them had learned their deen from the founder of Islam, who is our beloved Nabi Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wo jo na the to kuch na tha, wo jo na ho to kuch na ho. Jaan hai wo jahan ki, jaan hai to jahan hai. Dear viewers, sarkar ki sunnaton par sallallahu alaihi wasallam khaja ghareeb nawaz ne amal farmaya aur aisa amal kiya ki ab wo ghareeb nawaz ban gaye. Muinuddin hai, ataye rasool hai, warisun nabi hai. Allahu Akbar. Look at his titles which he has attained, dear viewers of Madini channel. From 800 years his urs mubarak is being celebrated and his lovers are only increasing day by day. He was granted the authorities of Hind. Phir aap aise badshah bane, aise badshah bane, aise badshah bane. Subhanallah. It has been mentioned, Hind ke badshah din ke wo mu'in, Hind ke badshah din ke wo mu'in, khajae dino millat pe laakhon salam, Mustafa jaane rahmat pe laakhon salam. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani channel, ye wo darbar hai ki aaj tak koi khali haath nahi lautta hai. Jab sarkar sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke auladon ke auladon ke aulad, the generations and in the progenies of the Holy Rasul sallam, jo khaja ghareeb nawaz hai, kyunki aap sayyid bhi hain, zahir se baat hai, his hasani and husaini sayyid, from his maternal side and his paternal side, both his blessed genealogies are traced from Imam Hasan and Imam Hussein ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, alhamdulillah. To aap dono taraf se hasani bhi hai, husaini bhi hai. Can you imagine, jab Huzur Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke auladon ke aulad, in the progenies of the Holy Rasul, jab unke darbar se koi khali haath nahi lautta hai, phir sarkar ke darbar se koi khali haath kaise laut sakta? How can a person be returned empty handed when he has to ask from the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Woh to phir dataon ke data hai. Allahu Akbar. He says, Allah Azza wa Jalla is the giver and I am the distributor. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Khaate hain tere dar ka, peete hain tere dar ka, paani hai tera paani, dana hai tera dana. Subhanallah. So the poet says so beautifully, Khajae Hind wo darbar hai aala tera, Khajae Hind wo darbar hai aala tera, kabhi mahroom nahi maangne wala tera, kabhi mahroom nahi maangne wala tera. Of course, we make dua through the blessings of Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz. That Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz who had the habit of eating less, sleeping less, talking less. That Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz, rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali, whose simplicity had broken the records. Allahu Akbar. Aap itne simple rahe, itne saadgi. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Hazaro lakho muridin hain. 9 million people accepted Islam on the hands of Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali. Aapke nazaron se kitne logon ne to toba ki. Without even talking, aapne bas karam farmaya. Aapne nazar dala. Unki nazar se log sahi hue hain. Aap zara sochein. Focus for a moment, dear viewers of Madini channel. Itne lakho followers ho dunya mein. Aapke jeete ji. Yani, jab aap zahiri taur se bahayat the, physically when he was living his earthly life, dear viewers, he had millions of followers. Aap zara soche, uske bawajood bhi takabbur, riyakari, showing off, simplicity despite all of that, choosing a simple life without any luxuries. It has been mentioned, as far as his eating is concerned, he would eat after every 7 days. Ji haan, har 7 din ke baad. Miratul Asrar mein ye kitab ka naam hai. After every 7 days, he will eat just a little. 2.5 tolas. Allahu Akbar, after every 7 days. Dear viewers of Madini channel, it has been mentioned that if he had patches on his Mubarak clothes as well, Zahir se baat hai, he would have patches. Because this is also the sunnah of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aajkal hum purane kapde pehnte nahi hai. The awliya Allahs and the pious people would dress like that so that they could control their nafs. They would use different colors. Sometimes colors that you may feel that very funny for me to use. People might laugh at me. Lekin they would do that to kill their nafs so that they could train themselves and never have ghamand, riyakari, showing off. All these things here. So it's very important, dear viewers of Madini channel. Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali would have patches on his clothes. Or wo bhi jab siya karte the, apne kapde pe jab aap lagate the, when he would patch his kapda in his clothes. So kaha jata hai ki agar his material is white color, he will use the opposite color material, cotton, to stitch and to patch his clothes. Allahu Akbar. Dhaage ka rang bhi alag, kapde ka bhi rang alag. And he would be amongst his murids, he will be amongst his followers. Can you imagine, dear viewers of Madini channel, reciting the entire Quran Pak twice every day, spending all night long in worship and devotion, and seeing to the public and seeing to the people, removing their adversities and problems and assisting people, motivating and guiding people towards righteousness. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala used to take great care of his neighbors. For his disciple and his obedient disciple, Hazrat Khaja Qutbuddin Bakhtiyar Kaki rahmatullahi ta'ala says that if there was any janaza in the vicinity, in the area, Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz never used to leave anyone's janaza. He would go and attend their janaza. He would partake in the funeral procession. He would even go and bury the person. And then he would even stand there and make dua. Zara sochi, jiska intiqal ho jaye, usko dafnaya gaya, aur Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz ne khud uske liye duaen mangi ho. Allahu Akbar. Ek martaba yu hua ki aap kisi ke janaze mein tashreef le gaye aur dafnane ke baad aap wahan khade rahe kuch der tak, achanak se aap ke chehre pe, on his mubarak face, the signs of discomfort was seen. So he became sad. Kuch der ke baad logon ne ye dekha ki aapne ye farmaya, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. He thanked Allah Azza wa Jalla. He praised the Almighty Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Baad mein, kisi ne pucha, Ya Sayyidi, Ya Habibi, oh our leader, could you please explain the reason for you to be, we saw the expressions and we've seen you in the state of anxiety. Ki aap pareshan ho gaye the, aapke chehre pe pareshani ke aasar nazar aa rahe the. Uski wajah kya hai? Phir achanak se aapne farmaya, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, aap khush hue. Why suddenly happy and sad together? Did you see something? Did you hear something? So he then mentioned, he said that when my disciple, my murid, passed away, Allahu Akbar, dafnane ke baad the angels came to question him. When the angels of punishment came towards him, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Then it was said that he is the murid of Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz. Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala is saying, my Piro Murshid came. Khaja Usman Harwani rahmatullahi ta'ala came in the grave and said to the angels, ki the person that you all are questioning and talking to is the murid of my murid, Mu'inuddin Hasan Sanjari Chishti. Allahu Akbar. And then the angels then said to him, but he is a sinner, he is a gunahgar. Then a sound was heard from the unseen saying that we have pardoned the disciple of Mu'inuddin for the sake of Usman Harwani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Humne is murid ko, ye murid maaf kar diya gaya. This disciple and follower has been pardoned and forgiven for the sake of Usman Harwani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madini channel, Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz says, at first when I had anxiety, it was because of the angels of punishment that came to visit him in his grave. And I was surrounded with sorrow that he will be tormented. But then my Piro Murshid came and saved him, for Allah Azza wa Jalla has then pardoned him for the sake of my Piro Murshid. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. कि जीते जी भी कोई खाली हाथ नहीं जाता, इंतकाल के बाद भी उसको फायदे ही फायदे होते हैं. क्यों? क्योंकि ख्वाजा हिंदवो दरबार है आला तेरा, कभी महरूम नहीं मांगने वाला तेरा, कभी महरूम नहीं मांगने वाला तेरा. सल्लु अला हबीब सल्लल्लाहु अला मुहम्मद सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम. तो आपने देखा कि मूसा अलैहि सलातु वसलाम के लोगों ने मूसा अलैहि सलातु वसलाम को सताया, परेशान किया. हाउ अल्लाह अज़्ज़ा व जल्ला हैड मेड द माउंटेन पेंड ओवर देयर हेड्स, हैंग ओवर देयर हेड्स लाइक ए कैनोपी. उसी तरह आज हम सरकार सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम के हुक्म के मुताबिक कहाँ अमल कर रहे होते हैं. वे आर वी फॉलोइंग द ऑर्डर्स एंड द कमांडमेंट्स ऑफ अल्लाह अज़्ज़ा व जल्ला एंड हिज रसूल सल्लम. उसके बावजूद भी अल्लाह अज़्ज़ा व जल्ला इज़ गिविंग अस चांस, हमें मौके मिल रहे हैं बार बार कि हम तौबा करें, ख्वाजा ग़रीब नवाज़ के बताए हुए रास्ते पर चलें, कोशिश करें. इफ़ यू से कि ख्वाजा का दामन नहीं छोड़ेंगे, फिर ऐसा कहें कि हम ख्वाजा ग़रीब नवाज़ के बताए हुए रास्ते को नहीं छोड़ेंगे. We would not leave the malfuzat and the teachings and the explanations of Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Aapke itne aqwal hain, aapke itne nasihatein hain. Allahu Akbar. For the mureedin, for the muhibbin, for those who love him, for those who are bay'at in the same silsila, or for those who have just love for him, for those who respect him, for all Muslims. Koshish kare, dear viewers. Let's inshallah azza wa jalla listen to some madani pearls. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, when we do return, we are going to be continuing with our discussion inshallah, and we even are going to be reciting a manqabat in the praises of His Eminence Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Filhal ek madani phool sunte inshallah. We would go to the madani pearls and learn some lessons from this. When we do return, we will continue with our program. Stay tuned with Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allama Abdul Mustafa Azmi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said, the supplications of beloved born man of Allah azza wa jal, such as Islamic scholars, pious saints and all righteous people against someone, are very dangerous and dear calamity full of destructiveness. The curse of these pious predecessors is such a sword that no shield can withstand against its strike. It is the poisonous arrow of destruction which never misses its target. Therefore, it is compulsory for every Muslim to take special care throughout his life that he saves himself from their bad supplication by not disrespecting the pious people even a little bit, but rather he should continue to make efforts to gain the du'as of righteous people. Because if righteous people supplicate against someone, it becomes a horrible sign of destruction, and their du'as are extremely beneficial. It is stated at another place that du'a of Allah loving people are like the arrow which does not miss its target at all after being shot from the bow. Therefore, we should take great care that we do not become the victims of any curse and should not say like the people who have no knowledge of Islam. Nothing will happen by anyone's dua or curse. Their cursing traits are all fake. Instead, we should believe that the duas and curse of pious people are very effective. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
MashaAllah, Alhamdulillah. Welcome back, dear viewers. We were listening to our Muballigh of Da'wat Islami, Zain Kaleem Attari Sallamahul Bari, who was enlightening us with these amazing Madani pearls. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. We discussed a beautiful parable from the Quran Pak, which is in Surah Al-A'raf, with relation to Bani Israel and their obedience to Allah Azza wa Jalla after they had repented. And there is not one but many other parables like that in the Holy Quran Pak, dear viewers. Alhamdulillah. Furthermore, we discussed the blessings of His Eminence Sultanul Hind, Mu'inuddin Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz Atai Rasool Warithun Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Subhanallah, He is the Mu'in of this Ummah. He is the helper of this Ummah, dear viewers of Madini Channel. And we even discussed many other lessons as to how can we rectify and reform our lives and ourselves. Dear viewers of Madini Channel, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, we are watching this program and we hope that Allah Azza wa Jalla showers His rahmah and His blessings continuously. We make this dua all the time that Allah Azza wa Jalla pardons our sins and forgives our mistakes. For now, inshallah, we are going to listen to a beautiful manqabat khaja ghareeb nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Ise sunte hain, inshallah. Let's remember this wali of Allah Azza wa Jalla who has brought 9 million people into the folds of Islam. Unki ek nigah ki baat hai, subhanallah, meri zindagi ka sawal hai. As it has been mentioned that it is a fact that the mere sight of these pious individuals is a source of bringing countless of people who have gone astray onto the righteous path and track, dear viewers of Madini Channel. Unki ek nazar se na jane kitne non-Muslims جو غیر مسلمان تھے وہ اسلام کی دائرے میں اسلام کے اندر داخل ہوئے. Those people that were strayed in the bottomless darkness of infidelity and polytheism. Can you imagine, dear viewers, خاجہ غریب نواز and other pious awliya and salihin fostered in them the awareness of the oneness of Allah and the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. کوششیں کی گئیں, اس طرح محنت کی گئی دن رات. Sahaba ikram ke batan hua raste pe chale. Like that, the companions also sacrificed. They traveled to far and wide places. Egypt chale gaye, Jordan chale gaye, Syria tashreef le gaye. Sahaba ikram dunya bhar mein phailen taaki Islam bhi phailen, taaki aapko Huzur Pak ka paigham pahunche. Allahu Akbar. Usi paigham ko in buzurgan e deen ne bhi pahunchaya. Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz took the same paigham to Ajmer. South Africa mein Sufi sahab isi paigham ko lekar aaye. Pakistan mein Data Ali Hajweri rahmatullahi ta'ala ali usi paigham ko wahan lekar pahunche. Allahu Akbar. Likewise, the paigham and the message of Allah Azza wa Jalla and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam had reached throughout the world, dear viewers. Subhanallah. اب کوئی یہ کہہ نہیں سکتا, no one can say I never received the پیغام. سب جگہ پیغام ہے, پانچوں وقت اللہ کا نام اذانوں میں سنائے دیتا ہے. قرآن اٹھائیں تو اللہ کا نام ہے, حضور پاک کا نام ہے. ہم نماز پڑھیں گے, then we are reminded that we should worship Allah and be obedient to Him. Everyone has the message, we should be obedient to Him, dear viewers of Madini Channel. Alhamdulillah, let's listen to this kalam. Until then, stay tuned with Madini Channel. صلو علی الحبیب صل اللہ علی محمد صل اللہ علیہ وسلم.
خواجہِ ہند وہ دربار گیا تیرا, کبھی میں غیر روم نہیں مانگنے والا بنا دو یا خواجہ اجمیری, بگڑی میری بنا دو یا خواجہ اجمیری, رنج و الم مٹا دو یا خواجہ اجمیری, رنج و الم مٹا دو یا خواجہ اجمیری. خواجہ خواجہ میرے خواجہ میرے خواجہ میرے خواجہ
خواجہ
خواجہ میرے خواجہ میرے خواجہ میرے خواجہ در سے تمہارے خالی جاتا نہیں سوالی
در سے تمہارے خالی جاتا نہیں سوالی در سے تمہارے خالی جاتا نہیں سوالی
دل کی کلی کھلا دو یا خواجہ اجمیری دل کی کلی کھلا دو یا خواجہ اجمیری
خواجہ
خواجہ میرے خواجہ میرے خواجہ میرے خواجہ
خواجہ
خواجہ میرے خواجہ میرے خواجہ میرے خواجہ مرضِ گناہ نے مارا مجھ کو ملے سہارا
مرضِ گناہ نے مارا مجھ کو ملے سہارا
مرضِ گناہ نے مارا مجھ کو ملے سہارا بغیرِ رضا شفا دو یا خواجہ اجمیری بغیرِ رضا شفا دو یا خواجہ اجمیری
خواجہ
خواجہ میرے خواجہ اب دور ہو یہ دوری مجھ کو ملے حضوری
اب دور ہو یہ دوری مجھ کو ملے حضوری اب دور ہو یہ دوری مجھ کو ملے حضوری
تم زاد قافلہ دو یا خواجہ اجمیری تم زاد قافلہ دو یا خواجہ اجمیری
خواجہ
خواجہ میرے خواجہ میرے خواجہ میرے خواجہ
خواجہ
خواجہ میرے خواجہ میرے خواجہ میرے خواجہ صدقہ تمہیں نبی کا حسنین اور علی کا
صدقہ تمہیں نبی کا حسنین اور علی کا صدقہ تمہیں نبی کا حسنین اور علی کا
طیبہ نگر دکھا دو یا خواجہ اجمیری طیبہ نگر دکھا دو یا خواجہ اجمیری
خواجہ
خواجہ میرے خواجہ در پہ تمہارے آؤں داغ جگر دکھاؤں
در پہ تمہارے آؤں داغ جگر دکھاؤں در پہ تمہارے آؤں داغ جگر دکھاؤں
ایسا سبب بنا دو یا خواجہ اجمیری ایسا سبب بنا دو یا خواجہ اجمیری
خواجہ
خواجہ میرے خواجہ میرے خواجہ
خواجہ
خواجہ میرے خواجہ میرے خواجہ میرے خواجہ
سنجر کرتا گے عرض گوہر اے بادشاہ گے سنجر کرتا گے عرض گوہر اے بادشاہ گے سنجر کرتا گے عرض گوہر
الفت کی میں پلا دو یا خواجہ اجمیری الفت کی میں پلا دو یا خواجہ اجمیری
خواجہ
خواجہ میرے خواجہ میرے خواجہ میرے خواجہ
خواجہ
خواجہ میرے خواجہ میرے خواجہ میرے خواجہ
خواجہ خواجہ خواجہ خواجہ خواجہ خواجہ خواجہ
میرے خواجہ میرے خواجہ میرے خواجہ میرے خواجہ میرے خواجہ میرے خواجہ میرے خواجہ میرے خواجہ سبحان اللہ How beautiful was this, dear viewers of Madani channel? Subhanallah, we were listening to this amazing Manqabate Khaja Gharib Nawaz Hind al-Wali Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, who then, when passed away, it has been mentioned by his disciples and Murideen ki jab humne dekha Allahu Akbar on a Monday, he Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali passed away, and in a radiant light on his blessed forehead, it was written, Habibullahi Mata fi Hubbillah. Allahu Akbar, the beloved of Allah Azza wa Jalla has passed away in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. क्या बात है मदीने की, सुभानअल्लाह. His entire life was absorbed in the love of Allah Azza wa Jal. He was fana fi Allah and fana fi Rasul and fana fi Shaykh. Allahu Akbar. He had spent his entire life in worship of Allah Azza wa Jal and in obedience of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. After he set out in the journey of Islam, from where to where, dear viewers of Madini Channel, Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz ke sadqe se Allah Azza wa Jalla hamari behisab maghfirat farmaye, hame Quran Pak par amal ki taufeeq ata farmaye, Quran Pak se muhabbat ki taufeeq ata farmaye. Love the Quran Pak, dear viewers, fall in love with the kalam of Allah Azza wa Jalla and you shall see the blessings. Recite 3 verses every day tarjume ke sath aur phir aap uski barkatein dekhe inshallah azza wa jal. Surely you will enjoy this, dear viewers of Madini Channel. Until then, stay good, be good, do good, and remember, wherever you are, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world inshallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al habib sallallahu ala muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Your day.